This collaboration was a powerful opportunity for us to establish Vans as a brand that resonates with contemporary culture, perfectly like blending into the Zalando environment.
Inside Fashion Marketing, a podcast by Zalando Partner Marketing Services. Shaping love brands and supporting your long-term growth through customer-centric marketing.
Hello, hello. Welcome, dear listeners. And I'm glad to have you on the show. My name is Heike Lari. I'm Director of Partner Marketing and Consultancy at Zalando Marketing Services. And we are helping to connect fashion brands, beauty, and lifestyle to consumers all over Europe. And today I'm not here by myself, but I am so happy to welcome you, Chiara Grimaldi. You are a senior marketing manager for the iconic brand Vans. That is part of the VF Corporation, of course. And today we'll be talking about the recent spin-off campaign we did together. What do I wear when the Piazza passes the vibe check that currently is creating a lot of buzz. And I can tell you, Chiara, this campaign is following me around. So not only virtually, but also I see it every day on our office. And it is so cool. We have Mahmoud leaned back eating a slice of pizza with the famous checkboard Vans. And yeah, I see them all day, all the time. And certainly the vibe has passed on to me. So super, super lovely to see you here today. Big welcome. And Chiara, so what we want to talk about is how Vans has cultivated a very strong identity over the years. And it's a brand that's deeply embedded in youth culture, and it represents lifestyle as much as it does the product. And I wondered, how do you see the role of marketing in nurturing and evolving this kind of brand identity?
First of all, thanks for having me. It's great to be here today. This is a really interesting question because it links to a key aspect of our brand, which is how marketing can support us in maintaining our authenticity and our cultural relevance. To keep it super simple, for Vans at the moment, marketing is very important in order to build and evolve our brand identity. Marketing for us represents both the guardian of our legacy and the engine of our future growth. I mean, as you know, Vans is one of the most iconic and authentic brand identities in the world. Our brand is deeply rooted in youth culture, creativity, and self-expression. And it's where marketing, and it's here that marketing becomes essential for us. So basically for us, marketing represents a bridge between our identity, the evolving cultural landscape, and of course, our consumer.
Yeah, you said it. Authenticity is key here, and especially in today's environment where the consumers are so savvy. But then I wonder, how does Vans ensure that its marketing efforts truly reflect on the brand's core values?
Wow, I love this question. It's a very good one. As you can imagine, authenticity is crucial for Vans. And actually, it's not just important, it represents everything for us as a brand. And I think that consumers nowadays, especially the younger ones, can quickly spot when something is not authentic. And we as a brand are extremely aware of that. And that's why we focus like on embodies our values rather than just promoting them. We always ensure that our marketing strategy aligns with our core values. We support grassroots events, skate competitions, local art and music scenes, DIY culture, and so on, always through a strong community-driven storytelling. So for us, it's all about push culture forward and inspire and empower everyone to live off the wall. I mean, this is our like brand mantra.
Oh yeah, amazing. And I can totally see and feel that. And what is great is, of course, that you know also how to navigate in the evolving retail landscape. So maybe you can share how online platforms have become such a crucial part of the consumer experience. And in that context, of course, how Vans recently engaged in a very interesting collaboration with Zalando. Yes.
We are like embracing the evolving retail landscape by enhancing our presence on key online platforms like Zalando. That's why at the moment, the most important thing for us is to engage and inspire our consumers wherever they are, regardless of how they choose to shop. And this is the reason why we recently collaborated with you guys on an exciting project that saw Vans featured in your Spring-Summer 26 Global Brand Campaign. 25,
I know, and fashion, we're always a bit ahead, right?
You're right. But yeah, in my opinion, what makes this collaboration particularly interesting is that we went way beyond all the traditional marketing approaches. I mean,
this collaboration
truly represents a new co-branded media approach that combines a strong strategic vision with an authentic storytelling, with the ultimate goal of expanding our reach and connect with consumer in a new way, I would say.
Yeah. And as you said, it's a completely new way. So this was a first timer, not only on your end, also for us. And so for our listeners, Vans was seamlessly integrated in the SS25 campaign, and no one else than Sarah Jessica Parker was switching to Vans shoes when exploring the piazza due to being inspired by the different locals in Vans. And with this, ZMS now offers partners exclusive product placements in Zalando's large scale campaigns, which is unlocking premium visibility and seamless brand storytelling, which is, of course, a super powerful combo and has a halo effect. And in addition to this, we also had a dedicated Vans spin-off campaign revolving around the same piazza. And here I wondered, what was the strategic thinking behind it for Vans for taking on this opportunity?
The decision to partner with ZMS and participate in the Zalando Global Brand Campaign, including the launch of the spin-off, reflects the strong partnership that we have developed together over the past few years. And on top of that, I think our overall approach with you has always been extremely focused on test and learn. And we've never been scared of like testing new activities and opportunities across your platform. And that's why we immediately knew that this was like the right project for us. And strategically speaking, I believe this collaboration enabled us to engage with consumer in a more meaningful way throughout the entire consumer funnel. So from awareness to consideration to purchase.
Wow, that's such a nice feedback. And especially, I mean, we both work in quite big companies, but still it's so nice that then we come together and we're not afraid to try something new. And this was a super exciting project from end to finish for everyone involved here. And I can tell you, for the internal launch of this campaign, we all couldn't wait. And despite everyone having high expectation, I think it's fair to say that we were all super delighted. And this is why I want to ask. So the spin-off campaign had a really nice concept, right? So here the piazza was reimagined and then visualized as a real-life style feed. And that's a really compelling concept. And I wonder, how did this creative direction come about?
The creative direction was collectively developed by us, Vans, ZMS, and the Eisnobiety team, ensuring like a balance between authenticity, visual impact, and brand storytelling. Honestly, the most outstanding part, at least for me, was how we worked together as one team. So the level of teamwork and collaboration was simply great. And thanks to this approach, we developed a creative concept able to speak directly to your audience with a visual language rooted in creativity and individuality, which perfectly reflects and represents our brand DNA.
Oh, super. And maybe going back to the What Way Wear platform, how did this opportunity come around and what was the appeal of aligning with this particular campaign for you?
The What Way Wear platform was a unique opportunity created when you guys developed this new campaign format and extended invitation to very select group of brands. And as you can imagine, we didn't hesitate to say yes to it. What made this opportunity appealing for us was the chance to connect with the Zalando broad and highly engaged audience through a format that is both inspirational and grounded in a real life moments. So this collaboration was a powerful opportunity for us to establish Vans as a brand that resonates with contemporary culture, perfectly like blending into the Zalando environment.
Super. And may I ask, what role did ZMS play and how did we support you in achieving your objectives for this campaign?
As I said before, the campaign was a truly collaborative effort and ZMS played a crucial role in bringing it to life. ZMS facilitated the collaboration across all the different Zalando teams involved, ensuring that everything from like creative development to execution ran smoothly. But honestly speaking, their support went far beyond like coordination. So they brought like deep expertise in areas like media activations, campaign development, and strategic planning. So thanks to their insights and thanks to a strong cross-functional collaboration, we were able to create a campaign that felt authentic, visually impactful, and strategically aligned with our vision.
Oh, that's really lovely feedback. And here, shout out to the colleagues who helped to do all that. Yeah, exactly. Big applause. You know who you are. And now, Chiara, I'm sure that some, especially of the more commercial-oriented listeners will now think, okay, yes, it all looked great and that sounds super cool, but what's really in it, right? So the campaign only has launched very recently. So we only have first insights, but are there maybe some high-level KPIs that you could share that were highlight?
Yeah, sure. As you can imagine, it's still very early to talk about performance and results. But let me say that we are already seeing some positive indicators from the campaign. The initial traffic and engagement on the campaign landing pages are tracking above benchmark, which is telling us the creative and the messaging are really resonating with the Zalando audience. On top of that, we also seen a good uplift in brand search and CTR. Even on a commercial side, it's again a bit too soon to talk about like conversion in depth, but early product interactions and add to cart rates are really promising, especially on the Eros styles featured into the spin-off campaign. Of course, we're going to closely monitor our performance in the upcoming weeks, but the initial signals are definitely pointing in the right direction.
Oh, this is so rewarding, right? And yes, I'm also really excited to track and see what will be also, the mid and long-term effect of this.
Yes.
So now I would love to know also, after having done this, which was a truly collaborative effort, as you highlighted, what are your key takeaways from this campaign and where do you see the future of brand partnerships going in the retail space?
This campaign was a powerful example of what can happen when a brand like Vans and a platform like Zalando come together with a shared vision and purpose. One of the most meaningful takeaways for us was how authenticity, strong creative concept, and strategic alignment matter, not just as a trendy terms, but as the foundation for a truly impactful work. As we look to the future, we see retail partnerships evolving into even more integrated and experience-led ecosystems where brands and platforms co-create not only for visibility, but for more long-term values.
Thank you, Chiara, so much. And it was really fantastic to do this campaign with you. And also thank you for joining us here today and to share the insights on this. And this was, of course, a series of firsts we did with this approach, and we're going to continue this year. So for the first time, we thought it would be fun if you could leave a question for our next guest without knowing who is the next guest, what are they doing, what will be the topic. So please, from one marketeer to another, what is your question?
My question is, what is one bold move you or your brand made recently that felt risky but turned out to be a good decision?
Oh, Chiara, I love the question you left for our guests. It's such a cool one, and I know exactly why you asked it. And I'm very much looking forward already for the next guest to answer this. So we are wrapping up this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. We dropped some useful links in the show notes, and make sure to check them out. And if you like this episode, please hit subscribe. We'll have more wisdom from top marketeers across partner base in the next episode. So ciao for now.
Bye.